This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Variety of interests. This fall's calendar includes offerings for novice and experienced musicians, as well as theater and exercise classes. Check out the full schedule at NowDecatur.com. The Devon on Tap Festival is coming to the amphitheater on Saturday, October 8th from noon to 3. Enjoy music from Bad Medicine and 8UP as you taste samples of craft beer from area breweries and samplings from around the globe. VIP tickets are $75. Regular adult admission is $35. Those under 21 or who are willing to be the designated driver can get in for $10 with no sampling privileges. Check out more stories, podcasts, and videos on our website. Sample as many as you want and no designated driver required. NowDecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Ian is weaker, but is still packing a punch. I'm Dave Anthony. It's down to a tropical storm now.
You wouldn't be able to tell that by where we are down here on the streets in downtown Orlando.
Dave Puglisi is with Fox 35 TV.
Earlier, we saw some blackouts across the city. There are 2.5 million Floridians without power right now. But in addition, Disney World had some experience some flooding, which has been another main key with this storm. There's been flooding everywhere.
Especially where Ian first hit land as a category for Hurricane Cape Coral into Fort Myers.
And we have not even had our sunrise yet, so the devastation, the scope, is not even clear at this point.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray.
Fort Myers just took it on the chin yesterday as the water was rushing through the streets, literally creating white caps, and the wind pushing in so hard that the water from the river just a block away was coming in. We could barely even stand out here. There was downed trees, power lines, all over the place, zigzagging through the streets.
As rescue crews go around today, the National Guard is out helping. President Biden will go to FEMA headquarters today. He's promising.
We'll be there to help you clean up and rebuild, to help you get Florida get moving again. And we'll be there at every step of the way.
As Ian keeps moving north, it'll move into Georgia, out into the Atlantic, and then hit South Carolina. Governor Henry McMaster says,
be informed, be prepared, and be safe.
Congress is trying to fund the government by tomorrow night to avert a partial shutdown, and the Senate's expected to pass a bill today. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says,
we'll ensure the Federal Disaster Relief Fund is fully resourced at this critical moment.
Though there is no funding in that bill for Ian's damage in Florida, it does give assistance to flood damage to Kentucky and Jackson, Mississippi, which had a flood-induced water crisis. America's listening to Fox News.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, the quality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. Heroes like Misora's Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. She proudly wore her uniform, but was ambushed and shot in the head in the line of duty solely for the uniform she wore. She is survived by 3 children who received a mortgage-free home from Tunnel to Towers. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
Again, our big Fox News story. Ian is down to a tropical storm after damaging and flooding much of Florida for 12 hours as a powerful hurricane. Some gas stations in Florida have run out of fuel.
As the Category 4 storm was making landfall, President Biden warned oil and gas industry executives,
do not, let me repeat, do not use this as an excuse to raise gasoline prices or gouge the American people.
The president says only about 2% of daily U.S. production has been impacted by the hurricane and says there's no reason for a sharp increase in gas prices.
America's watching. The industry should do the right thing.
In a statement, the American Petroleum Institute says gasoline prices are determined by market forces, not individual companies. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, the price of the gas pump is up again today nationwide for a ninth straight day, gaining 11 cents over that time. After dropping every day for 14 weeks from the $5 a gallon record high, AAA's national average is now at $3.78. On Wall Street, stocks could drop again. Dow futures down over 200 the day after a rebound when the Dow surged up 548 points. Aaron Judge is now in the record books, tying Roger Maris for the most home runs in the season in the baseball's American League.
Judge had been stuck on 60 homers for over a week, but he made history in Toronto.
And the 3-2.
Drill deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history.
That's how it sounded on Yes Network. The homer coming off of Blue Jays reliever Tim Mazza. The Yankees won the game 8-3. New York will have Thursday off before returning home for a weekend series against the Orioles starting Friday, giving Judge a chance to set the record in Yankee Stadium.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
Make it Millican by attending an upcoming Fall Campus Visit Day on Monday, October 10th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs. Learn about scholarship opportunities and find your fit on campus with athletics, performing arts, and over 75 clubs and organizations. Millican University offers all the benefits of a private education at a cost comparable to public institutions. Visit Millican on Monday, October 10th. Register at millican.edu/visit.
Taking a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast for today. Sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s for your Friday. Sunshine, highs near 70. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 73 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 41 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We've got the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, will be stopping by. Regan Deering, congressional candidate, will visit with the folks from Richland Community College and the United Way. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
morning and welcome. We are live here in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur on a Thursday morning. Good to be back with you. Just a safety tip of the day. Four walkers on my way in this morning. Nothing reflective, nothing sort of, just walking in the road. Four.
In the road?
In the road.
That's just a way to get hit.
No, I don't understand it. I mean, they sell all of this stuff that's really affordable now where it's, you know, reflective material, little blinking lights, most of the jogging pants or jackets, you know, have that sort of reflective material. Just in the road, walking.
It's like being asked to get hit.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. Maybe they haven't realized that it's dark now. That's not smart.
I think they're really smart people. They're out early. They're at it. I mean, I think that's always an advantage in life. I always respect the people that I see out very early jogging and or walking, you know, doing whatever it is. You cross, Lakeshore Drive. You'll see them, you know, on the bridge.
They probably just overestimate their visibility. They think, oh, surely somebody can see me. Were they wearing all dark clothing too?
Yeah. Well, it seems like it because it's dark. Just a tip of the day. Go over to Fleet Feet. Get yourself, you can put those things in the back of your sneakers.
They have all kinds of things. They have vests, the reflective kind. They have lights.
Yeah, the stuff that blinks a little bit. I'm just like, whoa. I'm coming across the bridge, you know, on Lakeshore, and there's a sidewalk on the bridge. But once you get past the bridge, there's no sidewalk. And I don't know if people don't want to walk in the grass. They want to get their shoes wet. Whatever. I understand that. But it's like, you're on the road.
Yeah. Need to have some kind of visibility.
Yeah.
For your own safety.
And one guy, literally like turning left onto a street just crosses right in front of my car, you know, after I've already stopped. And it's like, I know that you have the right of way, whatever, but you are a human being and I'm in a car.
Well, and somebody has to know you're there to have right of way.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Just telling you, I'm all about you being all about it. And kudos and congratulations to you. But it is dark out there. And if you're out on the road, not on a sidewalk, the road, wear some reflective clothing or something that gives people a heads up or an idea that you're there.
You know, even if you're on the sidewalk, it's always good if you're walking in the dark to have some kind of reflective gear.
Well, if you're on the sidewalk, I know not to drive on the sidewalk.
Well, yes, but even then, it's just good to have reflective gear if you're walking in the dark.
This isn't new technology.
No. Heck, even something light colored that will reflect in light somewhat, you know, or at least show up.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to being up early over the last couple of days.
A tiny break.
Everybody's like, oh, I hope you enjoyed your time off. And 2 days in the last year.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then yesterday we were over in Champaign for a whole Newhoff thing, which we'll get to a little bit later in the program. We have a ton to get to here today. I want to start with a latest WGN poll. WGN, one of the larger media outlets in the state of Illinois, and they came out with some polling in the Emerson College polling. And it is amazing to me when I look at these numbers. And we'll have a candidate in today, Regan Deering, who is running for the 13th congressional district. She'll be with us a little bit later in the program. But the polling, according to them, Pritzker leads Bailey 51-36. Senator Tammy Duckworth is up 20 points. Biden is above water here in Illinois. And the plurality support increasing funding for abortion clinics. Large majority supports assault weapons ban. 48% say no cash bail will increase crime. It's interesting to look at what people are interested in, what's funneling and fueling these races. And I go to the Capital Facts report on this. That literally J.B. Pritzker, 50.9%. Darren Bailey, 35.8%. 8.4 undecided and 4.8 somewhere else. Now, the 8.4, if you add it to Darren Bailey, if he gets all the undecideds, he's still beneath water. And is this surprising to you in any way? I don't think so. Kathy Salvi is losing by 20 points to Tammy Duckworth in the U.S. Senate race. Now there's 15.7% undecided there, a little higher than in the governor's race. Approval, disapproval of the president, 48.5 approve, 43.7 disapprove, with 7.8% with no opinion. I would really like to meet those people.
Like, you have no opinion about
not at all
the economy or
none
anything.
And then if you look at above favorable versus very favorable versus unfavorable versus very unfavorable versus never heard of this person, the numbers are very, very interesting.
Let's get into them.
Well, do you really? Okay. Is that what you want to do?
I do.
Okay. When I look at these numbers, and starting with the frequency table, what is your party affiliation? How likely are you to vote in the 2022 midterm elections? If the election for Senate was held today, would you vote for, who would you vote for at this time? The election for governor were held today, who would you vote for at this time? And I look at every single number, every single key indicator in this poll a couple of months out, not even a couple of months, really. I mean, we're less than 2 months from the election day and early voting, you know, starting and, you know, people already casting their votes. I don't see a pathway for Darren Bailey.
No, but
he is.
Honestly, I didn't see a pathway whenever he announced.
Well, I get that. But I mean, you have to let the numbers play out and look at what people's opinions are. You can't just say, I don't see a pathway. Yeah, the math has been, you know, strained from the very beginning. He's getting killed in the female category, you know, literally. He is also losing in the male category. And if J.B. Pritzker can win men overall and women by a large margin, I don't see any mathematical equation that could be Darren Bailey as governor of Illinois. I don't see it.
Mm-mm. And women are one to watch because I really think they're going to come out in mass and vote much more so. And that, you know, it's really important that you win women.
Okay. His unfavorables are high. And particularly when compared to, what you're looking at with the governor, the sitting governor, and you go, okay, I don't understand how this works. If you get urban city, suburban, and rural, J.B. Pritzker will get trounced in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. He will win the suburban areas handily by more than 12 points, according to this poll, and he'll win the urban and city vote by 32 points.
Yeah. And there's your population center. There's your numbers.
Right. And the only area that Darren Bailey is winning is the rural area, and he's up by 15 there. But that 15 can't make up the 48-37, the 63-25 in any sort of math equation that I can come up with.
No. No way.
So what do you make of this when you look at these numbers and people come in and they have things to say like, oh, we're going to pick up 15, you know, House
that,
seats.
Now that's delusional. That was
well,
delusional.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying that I think people are delusional in a way when they do this. I mean, they think, oh, everyone must feel like me. Increasing funding for abortion clinics in Illinois, support 46.2, oppose 36.6.
Are you surprised by that?
No.
I'm not either.
There's some undecideds there in that category, though. There's 17.2% undecided in that. When you look at the favorables and the unfavorables of Pritzker and Bailey, both, you're looking at, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of J.B. Pritzker. Very favorable, 31.4. Somewhat favorable, 22.8. Very unfavorable, 35.1, somewhat unfavorable, 5.5. Never heard of this person is 0.5%. You have 0.5% taking part in a poll about who's going to win the governor's race and they don't know who the governor is.
That was little Connor answered the phone.
Is that what I don't know. Is that what it is?
Has to be. You know, I'm sure there are some people that for some reason are lonely, answer the phone, take the poll.
Okay. Please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable view of Darren Bailey. This is once again the WGN Emerson College polling conducted September 21st through the 23rd. Very favorable, 18.6%.
Much lower than
somewhat favorable, 17%. Very unfavorable, 32.8%. Somewhat unfavorable, 9.6%. Never heard of this person, 7.2%.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Well, what's interesting is your polling, your favorable numbers are literally in the 35% range. Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference
and your
there.
Unfavorable is in the 43-44% range, which means you're not above water in just the favorables versus the unfavorables. Now, this is the first major poll I've seen recently not done by the party themselves or the candidates themselves. And whether or not it turns out to be accurate, and people go, well, that's Chicago media. Well, that's where the voters are. And they looked at rural. You know yeah. Clearly he will... And I believe... And
how many likely voters were... I mean, I think that was one of the questions. Are you likely to vote?
Yeah, it was a pretty high percentage as far as any of these sort of polls go, right? I don't know. I feel like... I don't think... We'll see on Election Day. You just never know. People have all kinds of opinions and thoughts and, you know, here's how it's going to be and this is what's going to happen and we all know. And sometimes that's completely wrong. I mean, if you look at the 2016 election with President Trump, there were many of those polls that were wrong. I remember telling people, you know, the couple of days before the election, are you looking at Michigan? Are you looking at some of this stuff? And people said, you're crazy. Okay.
We'll wait and see.
But this isn't the United States of America. It's the state of Illinois. This isn't a congressional district that's all in downstate or partially in a red and blue area. This is the state of Illinois. We know how Chicago will vote. We know how the suburban counties will vote. We know how the rural counties will vote. And then it just becomes a math equation. If you add up all of that and you have what you have. And then you wonder what happens, you know, if Bailey loses, and then where is the leadership of the Republican Party and in what direction is it going? We clearly see what direction it's going with the Eastern Bloc and other areas, mm-hmm. but that can't lead to statewide elections. It just doesn't. The math doesn't work.
I think the only one that really has a chance on statewide election Republican-wise is Dan Brady.
And I don't know if he does,
yeah.
but he is being supported by some, you know, different organizations. He's getting some endorsements that the other statewide candidates are not getting.
He's being seen for what he is, pretty moderate.
Well, he's a grown up.
Yeah.
He's not a flamethrower. He's not a bomb thrower. He's a guy that's respected across the aisle and a guy who's not considered to be cray cray.
Which is an asset right now.
You think so? It doesn't seem to be an asset that most Republicans are looking for
No, not what Republicans are looking for, but I think voters are.
Okay, we'll see. So he leads Bailey, or Pritzker leads Bailey 51-36. Duckworth up over 20 points over Salvi.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like full circle for me because I remember when her husband Al ran many years ago. And if Biden is above water in Illinois, that's not good news for Republicans looking to run on that. And then you look at what the major things, you know, what is driving the voter participation? What is driving the agenda? What is top of mind for voters? And the interesting thing is, if you look at this, is where the crime number is. Because Republicans have decided to hang their hat on this as a major, major issue for their election mm-hmm. attempts. And where does that land when it comes to actual voters and their top tier things about why they're voting the way they're voting? And we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more after this.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees for tonight, clear, and lows around 43 for your Friday. Sunshine, highs near 70 degrees, and Saturday, more sunshine, highs around 73 degrees. It is currently 40 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 6:24.
Every moment.
Hawkins picked it off. Thought about a three. Drives down the lane. Oh! And he slams it in.
Every play.
Hawkins to Melendez.
Every celebration.
And the Big Ten championship is in Champaign.
Illinois basketball season tickets are available now. Be in State Farm Center for every home game this season for as low as $250. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now more than ever, it's imperative that our community stays informed with the latest news updates. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, you can listen to the live regional information on WSOY via your phone, your tablet, computer, or on your Echo device. Hickory Point Bank reminds you to support your local businesses as much as possible during this time. Stay safe, stay informed, and keep up to date with WSOY's live stream anytime, any place. Brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Looking at this Emerson College WGN poll about the gubernatorial race and others. Here is the thing that is the interesting question to me is what's driving voters? You know, what are the top interests? We've had every Republican candidate, I believe, or almost universally come in here and say crime, crime, crime. And according to this latest poll, the economy is the number one issue at 35%, followed by threats to democracy at 17% and Ooh. Abortion access at 14%.
Ooh, that
crime is fourth on the list, with only 10% of the voters picking the issue as their top concern. So 10% of the voters, according to this WGN Emerson College poll, say crime is the number one thing. And the Republican Party has taken the economy, for sure, that's number one, and crime is sort of their 1-2 punch, but only 10% of the voters say that is their number one thing. Now, since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Pritzker and Democratic allies have leaned into their support for abortion rights, promising to expand access for women. The strategy appears to be paying off. 90% of those who say abortion access is their top concerns plan on voting for his reelection. Pritzker also has broad support among female likely voters, with 55% of women polled planning to vote for him and 46 going for Bailey. So almost with about 9-point difference there. And male voters nearly split, 46 supporting Pritzker, 44 supporting Bailey. So if he gets 44% of the male vote, he will not win Illinois.
What I think's interesting is the threat to democracy.
Higher than abortion even.
Yeah. And that's that seems directed at.
Does it? I mean, that depends on your definition on where the threat is.
So, this is true.
I mean, you can't, you're assuming that's all one way. And I would assume that also includes people who feel the election was stolen and all of that as well.
Good point. Good point.
You're going to do those bakery ladies today all day, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
It was the Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Good point. So this is the number. We'll see. You know, I don't know what changes between now and Election Day, and particularly with so many people voting early and so many people voting, you know, by mail and so many people voting alternatively to showing up on Election Day and voting. I don't know what changes.
Well, a few of those people that have never heard of the candidates might get an education.
But those people probably aren't going to vote anyway, right?
No.
Okay. The urban city, the suburban, the rural, by definition, men and women. Darren Bailey has the support of 29.5% of women in the state of Illinois.
Compared to?
Pritzker's 54.8. Yeah. So, I mean, what are you going to do with that? I mean, how do you win an election when half the population is less than 30% in your favor and you have to get to 50 or to 50 plus one to win?
Yeah, the numbers are just not going to go his direction. They can't.
Now, can all this be wrong? I guess.
Yeah. We've seen polls be wrong before.
Yeah.
Horribly wrong.
But if you look at every single category here, I just don't see... I don't know. This safety act and eliminating cash bail, there's something to all
that.
There
is something there. People are concerned about that.
Too many sheriffs, too many state's attorneys, too many people. And then Democrats themselves scrambling to sort of go, yeah, we need to relook at this or tweak this or change that. There's something there. But if crime is fourth on the list of your concerns, and I don't mean that it's fourth on the list of everyone's concerns. I'm just saying this polling shows that it's fourth on the list in totality of the state of Illinois. And I often think about politics in the way that, like, you have, like, your everyday life that you lead, like what happens to you just on a given Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or weeks or months, and then like politics and how much of that really converges. You know, crime is on the top of your list if somebody breaks into your home.
Yeah.
Crime is on the top of your list if you get mugged or carjacked. But most people aren't getting mugged and carjacked, and most people aren't getting their homes robbed. And so crime is something you worry about. You go, oh, I don't know. I was looking at a Scott Galloway chart. You know, he's got this whole book based on charts that's coming out.
Oh, that sounds riveting. Actually, I really do like him.
Okay. Then, so you just inserted that for no reason at all?
No, I'm just saying a whole book about charts.
Oh, no, I really like him.
But a whole book about charts.
It's not about charts. It's about America in charts, meaning that some people have to see sort of the graph to look and notice and realize what life actually looks like versus our perception of it. And there was a very interesting one last Friday in his weekly email that I get that literally talked about the perception of crime. The chart of the week was called If It Bleeds, It Leads. And if you look at the chart, the perception versus the reality of the U.S. crime rate, somewhere around 1998 was the last time it was anywhere near the same, meaning the perception was the same as the reality. And since then, the reality is down. The perception is the exact opposite way up. So 1998-ish. Maybe 2000, somewhere in that area, those things just decided to sort of separate. So people's perception kept climbing of the crime rate, but the actual crime rate kept dropping.
And I wonder if social media and news has something to do with that.
Sure it does.
Because if you looked at some of the, like, TV news, for instance, and look on the social media, that's...
Why do you think that the chart is called If It Bleeds, It Leads? That's exactly right. So if you look at the violent crimes per 1,000 people aged 12 and older, percentage of saying there is more crime than a year ago, if you take those two actual numbers and you put them side by side, it's not even close to reality. And then I would say around 2003 through 2008 through 2015 and beyond, if you look at the advent of social media and the use of Facebook and everything else for people to be able to spread whatever they want to spread, I'm sure that played a huge role in that. There have always been people. You have people today that sit in Moreau and go, oh, I won't go to Decatur because it's crime infested.
I can attest to that.
I mean, that's legitimately what people, you know, I remember years ago, and I won't use a name, but I wanted to like have a meeting with somebody who was with like a major player and wanted like, okay, you want to go have lunch at Bizou? And the, and they said, downtown? And that is the perception number. The perception number very rarely actually has anything to do with the reality number. So as Republican candidates have come through there and said crime, 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 and I'm like, really, is crime, do you really think that's the top thing on people's minds? And according to this poll, it's in a very distant fourth. Very distant fourth. And so it makes you wonder, although Darren Bailey has moved to Chicago for this last leg of the campaign and has said publicly that he's living in the inner city of Chicago, which is the Magnificent Mile, which I've never in my entire lifetime ever heard that phrase, the inner city of Chicago, used alongside the phrase Magnificent Mile.
Well, and he's not helping himself with Chicago.
No, it's like the whole, every other word's hellhole or whatever. Yeah. And if the people up there have crime fourth on their list, none of that is resonating. Or at least it's resonating in fourth place. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be with us coming up at the top of the hour. A little later today, a couple of guests from Richland Community College. We'll also check in with Regan Deering, who I'll tell you one thing. She is going to everything. You know, it's weird in an election year because all of the candidates show up at stuff. I shouldn't say all. Some of the candidates show up at everything. And if you're there at everything anyway, you notice how weird it looks during an election year, meaning like, oh, it's an election year. I was at the Chico Hispanic Heritage Celebration event on Sunday at Fairview Park. What a wonderful day. Tons of people. Families, kids, great music and entertainment and dancing and music, food, and politicians.
I mean, I know, too, that it had to be there, and that's Andrew Weatherford and Regan Deering.
They do seem to be going to everything.
See them everywhere.
And then it's always Doris Turner's guy in a Doris Turner t-shirt, so you know that he's Doris Turner's guy.
Yes. I'm the stand-in for Doris. It's like, okay, Carl. All righty.
I don't know what that means to send a guy. I don't know. Can he do anything for me?
Oh, he can pass on a message, maybe.
I'm not sure of that either. So anyway, I saw Regan and Andrew Weatherford. You're exactly right. And Marcy from the county board, right. and a couple of other people that were there. But, you know, it is clearly, you know, an election year because they have sort of a, that's what they do. Now, some people are involved all the time, whether they're running for office or not, and they're at things. But, man, you can sure tell when it's an election year.
Oh, yeah.
But I will tell you this, and I mean this wholeheartedly, this has nothing to do with any stance or political take on anything other than I see Regan Deering a way, 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 I mean, not even close, way more than Nikki Budzinski at Things Indicator.
Very much so. I mean, everywhere.
And if that's an indication of the time spent, you know, meaning like, what are you going to do if you're elected to go to Washington, D.C. and support where I live? Because that's what I care about. I don't care about Champaign-Urbana. I'm not hateful towards them, but I don't care about them. I want Macon County and Decatur to do well. So if that's any indication of like the time spent versus the time representing, that's something I'm paying attention to and looking at. Now, it doesn't mean that Nikki Budzinski hasn't been here, but she seems to come here only for Democrat things.
Yes. Kind of the union thing and then leaves. I mean, it's not a
Labor Day parade all day long. You know, something involving, you know, X, Y, or Z all day long. But the grander thing, you know, I would think that that audience would have been someone on Sunday that would have been specific to her campaign. And I don't know where everybody else was, because everybody's got the same, you know, access to information.
Well, it was a busy weekend.
Well, okay. were they at the Duck Derby?
Andrew Weatherford definitely was at the Duck Derby.
Okay.
I don't know how he ends up at all this. I don't know how he has time.
How do we have time?
I know.
I don't give him too much credit. I mean, he should be doing that.
Yeah. What else we have? There was, I think, a jamboree downtown. There was Operation Obstacle going on.
But a good, smart candidate with good, smart handlers can hit all of those for a half hour and be seen.
Yes.
It's just good politics. It's a way to go, hey, I care, I hear you, I see you. And I'm surprised at the lack of with some of these folks in a lot of these things. Because the ones that are there do get noticed. And, you know, it doesn't take that much effort to show your support for, you know, 800, 1,000 people that care, you know, a great deal about an event that's going on. So I will give it to, as you mentioned, Andrew Weatherford and Regan Deer. Two sides of the political aisle, two way different races as far as what they're running for, but they seem to show up at everything.
Because we're at everything.
Okay. We'll do the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in our beans.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the third annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
This is Tom Brinkotter, designated managing broker and owner of Brinkotter Realtors. With mortgage rates on the rise, a buildup of homes on the market won't be far behind. I'd encourage anyone thinking of selling their home to have a conversation with your Brinkotter agent now. Waiting much longer will mean more competition, less buyer demand, and a missed opportunity to get the most potential value for your home. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today or give us a call at 217-875-0555.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
At Scott State Bank, we want to be your community bank. Hello, this is Luke Williams, Vice President and the Mount Zion Location Manager. I invite you to check out all the benefits of a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. We offer the same services as a big bank, but still understand the importance of giving personal attention to our customers that makes us second to none. Community banks build better communities and brighter futures. Scott State Bank has been investing in our community since 1887. We are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Just how fast is Xfinity Internet with supersonic Wi-Fi? Well, it's really fast, like beyond gig speed fast. It has three times the bandwidth and the power to connect hundreds of devices at once. That way, the whole family can game, stream, or work all at the same time, and now that's power. Unbeatable Internet from Xfinity, made to do anything so you can do anything. Get the Xfinity Supersonic Bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box, all for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com. /gig. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New gigabit extra. Internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity Internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Requires compatible Xfinity gateway. Once again, go to Xfinity.com/gig. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Find out just how fast Xfinity Internet with supersonic Wi-Fi is. All right, so we're looking at Election Day. I think early voting trends will continue, even though we're not living in the midst of COVID as it once was. I think people just have changed their habits. That whole go stand in a line somewhere and have somebody breathe on you just doesn't seem to be as
appealing,
nostalgic as it once was, right? There's always that sort of thing, go in and get your sticker, feel a part of the day.
Well, that strange security thing where they flip through their little book and they make you look at your signature. Is that you? Yeah. That's basically how we verified this. Okay.
Now, come on. Don't be giving the election judges a hard time.
You know what? They take the time and they spend the whole day doing that.
They get paid.
They do.
I mean, they're not volunteers.
No.
So I don't put them in that category, although whatever they're paying them certainly isn't enough to deal with the general public.
And this is true.
So in some ways, they are kind of volunteers.
Let me go.
But you're right. They have the machines that don't look like any machines in your life at all. Because, you know, the state will go, here's your mandate. And yeah, you got no budget.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And I think we've got a good person who runs that office and the whole volunteer system. And I think it's good that they've consolidated polling places because you don't need all the technology is just here. It's here in all of our lives. We use it in every aspect, every lane of our life. We use it except when it comes to voting. You know, and you, well, we got to protect the integrity. Are you not concerned about protecting the integrity of your bank account? I mean, does that not worry you? What are you doing? You got an app, right? You don't have a checkbook. You might have one, but you probably don't. I mean, you know, the integrity of that isn't a concern of yours, right? How do you consume your entertainment? You're giving your stuff away every day, 700 times a day, and you go, integrity of elections. It's like, come on. I mean, you also have to get into modern times and think about the efficiency in which we could do this, not in the way we've done it forever. You have to. Now, I understand. I like the paper ballot. I like to fill in the little circles. I like that nostalgia. I like that feel.
I'm half and half on that.
What do you mean?
I miss the felt pens. When
okay,
they give
well,
me a ballpoint, I get kind of.
That's been ballpoint for a long time.
Yeah.
So you're pining away for something that's.
It's probably never coming back.
Why would it come back? You don't need a felt pen. The things can read what they read now. They don't need a certain kind of ink.
I know. They're just easier to use.
Okay. Now you're just incredibly whiny.
Now I'm just being whiny.
Yeah,
I know. oh, it's so hard to, you know, practice my freedom.
Stop. This is the kind of stuff that makes, I mean, it's just, it pales in comparison to what we could do because of the technology that we have, and we're not doing today because somebody's convinced that the pillow guy is right. And so when you look at this and the hundreds and hundreds of people that it takes versus the ability to be able to do something so much easier and to have more people participate. Now, the big fight of the day to me between the two parties is everybody wants their people to vote. They don't want the other people's people to vote. I mean, that seems to be the case. And I don't think you can ever make a legitimate long-term political party that just says we're counting on fewer of you voting so that we can be in power. I don't know that that's ever going to be a successful approach. Everybody who has the right to vote in this country, no matter how dumb they are, no matter how much they follow anything, news or otherwise, or how much work they put into it, has their constitutional right to vote. So why not make it easier for more people to vote? There are people that see that as taboo, like, oh, we can't have those, you know, low information people voting. Low information people. Have you met? I mean, there are low information people on every single side of the political spectrum.
And frankly, if they didn't vote.
Well, I mean, I just, how do you define that? There's a lot of dumb people in the world. Red dumb people, blue dumb people, purple dumb people. There's a lot of people. There's people who don't know who our governor is that are actually taking the time to take a political poll over a phone. And they don't know who the governor is. Now, I'd put those same people in the same category that have grandkids and great-grandkids and have painted a giant penis on their barn to tell you how much they hate Pritzker. I think those are dumb people, too. So this low information thing, stop. People have the right to vote. How about coming up with a winning concept? How about coming up with ideas that people get behind? How about coming up with something that people support and want to vote for you rather than trying to limit the number of people that vote or limit the number of people or tell you why you should vote for me, but why you can't vote against the demon over here? How about let's getting back to convincing people that you have good ideas and that what you do might actually help them? So we'll see. I always feel a little bad for the election judges. It's not quite the DMV, a little like the DMV, but not all the way like the DMV. They got it down pretty good for what they have to deal with.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Right? I don't know what those little machines are, though. I've never seen them anywhere in life except on election day.
Are you talking about the mini computers?
Yeah.
Like the tiny laptops?
But they look like something I would have had, like, in the seventh grade. Like, literally, me in the seventh grade.
And everybody has it. I mean, like, one person will hand you a pen. One person is there to tear the little thing off the side. And one person's there to hand you the cardboard
thing. All
right,
there's an integrity of process. I get it.
And I'm happy they're all there.
But I would tell you that I believe in my heart that there is more room for error in that process, just the sheer number of human beings involved, than there is in electronic voting.
No question. Human error. Always.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I go to the ATM and take out money, or if I go to my app and I transfer money from my checking account to my savings account, there's almost 0% chance of error because I'm not dealing with any other human beings.
The chance of error is you doing something wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. If there is something wrong, I probably caused it. So why is it that we're still so afraid of having the world catch up with the world in this regard?
It is strange. It is. We depend on technology for everything.
Everything in our life. Every single thing in our life. You will hand the tablet over to the toddler, and that tablet has all of your retirement income, your banking information, your credit card information, your phone and cellular bill, your account for every single thing, and you'll turn it over to your 4-year-old kid to play games.
God forbid you cast your vote in a secure website.
It's what we do. All right, we'll take one final break. Here's Lindsay with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Yes, Nick will be back on Monday. Everything is good.
Everything's great.
They were just in some sort of undisclosed location with a ex-baby.
Today, we've got sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 43. For your Friday, sunshine, highs near 70 degrees. And Sunday, more sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. It is currently 40 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 6:54.
Squash your fitness goals at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center. For a limited time, you can renew or join the DISC's full facility annual pass, and you get discounted rates with no joining fee. The DISC offers a fitness center, indoor soccer field, four-lane 200-meter track, basketball and volleyball courts, indoor golf center, and batting cages. Join today and squash your fitness goals this year. Give them a call today at 217-429-3472, and you can take a tour of the Decatur Indoor Sports Center in Decatur.
Employers with employees who are exposed to extreme heat or cold put workers at risk and could face higher workers' compensation costs. With help from the Illinois On-Site Safety and Health Program, employers can request a free and confidential on-site visit to identify and develop solutions to workplace hazards. Simply visit worksafe.illinois.gov, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Labor, via a 21D grant from the U.S. Department of Labor and aired in cooperation with the IBA and this station.
What did 9 out of 10 people who died from COVID have in common?
They were 50 or older.
And if you have a condition like heart disease or diabetes, your risk is even higher.
COVID vaccines lower the risk of death.
Get your updated vaccine now. It could save your life.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We did have a great time over the weekend. We were off a couple of days after the weekend ended, but there was a lot of fun. I thought I was really going to win the money in the Duck Derby. I had three ducks make it to the final. I got emails that morning. I was very excited. I thought, yes, $3,000 coming my way. Didn't happen.
Nope.
Congratulations to the winners. You can check out the photo gallery and all of that at nowdecatur.com. Also, the organizers of the Chico second annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration party that was held in Fairview Park was just a lot of fun. And we had a great time out there. If you didn't attend, you're really missing some fun stuff. They had lots of great kids games. They had one of those like photo booth things that was like an outdoor photo booth.
So like you could do all of the fun things and put on all the costume stuff. Yeah.
But not like in a booth booth. It was like kind of an outdoor thing, which was really cool. Food was amazing. And, I want to thank, Dr. Z and the whole, committee, for doing the work to put that on. We were very proud to sponsor that and had a great time out there. Once again, photos of that available, at nowdecatur.com. And then I wanted to mention the ADM, event with St. Paul's.
Yes, St. Paul's Lutheran.
St. Paul's or St. John? St. Paul's.
St. Paul's.
Lutheran. That's the one that's out on off Mound Road,
mm-hmm.
Right?
The former back rack.
Yeah, that's a amazing facility.
It really is.
Now, we only got like 50 seconds here, but they got together. They've done this for like 10 years, right? They've in like 10 years' time, they've done almost like 2 million meals.
Yes.
They had like 230 employees. I was looking at the photo gallery. That's amazing. Like, what kind of operation was that quickly? It looked just like unbelievable.
It's like seven people per station filling these things, sealing them, boxing
and
them.
They had to make them like culturally
and nutritionally neutral? Yes, neutral.
What does that mean?
So things like no meat and things to make sure that they're able to be processed by kids who are basically facing starvation.
Yeah.
So they can't be filled with a lot of stuff that they can't digest.
Okay, so rice and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're putting these packets together and almost 2 million of those in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Packed indicator.
Kudos to everyone involved. I thought that was really, really cool. We'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Caterpillar Foundation is celebrating 7 decades of helping to build resilient communities. Caterpillar employees, retirees, and matching gifts from the Caterpillar Foundation distributed $1.1 million in the past 3 years to the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois. Go to nowdecatur.com for more. Macon County CASA's 2022 Gatsby Fundraising Gala is coming up on Saturday, October 15th at 5 p.m. The event will be held at the Mount Zion Convention Center. The evening includes dinner, silent and live auctions, dancing and drinks. Proceeds benefit CASA's efforts to advocate for the community's abused and neglected children. Those who participate help to ensure...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.